Hey, Happy New Year to so many of you that listen to my podcast each week. This is the end of the year, really the first podcast of 2009. Hope you got through this year okay financially wherever you happen to live. And we have a much better 2009 in getting all of our business in order in this country and throughout the world. Louisiana has been a little unique. I know a lot of you listen from throughout the world to kind of stay in touch with home. I can monitor on my website where our various listeners and viewers are coming from. If you go to the left side of my screen and go down about halfway, you can see a bunch of little dots showing you where in the world people are tuning in to this website. Kind of interesting to see the cross-section of people we have. But, and I know from the emails I get a lot of you listening on the podcast, but I might give you an update on Louisiana. We had a pretty decent year up till a couple of months ago. Actually, Louisiana was insulated from some of the financial problems that you saw both throughout the country and throughout the world for several reasons. First of all, the state had such a dependence on oil income, and when oil was up to $150 a barrel, the state was reaping big benefits coming in. Millions of dollars coming in regularly off of all that oil royalty. Well, when the price dropped today to where it is, about $35 a barrel, that costs the state some $400 million. So you get dependent on that money, it doesn't come in, and that takes a heck of a hit on a small state like Louisiana. The second factor that initially kept us from having quite the financial problems that other states and other parts of the world are having is this false economy we had following Katrina. Katrina and the other related hurricanes allowed hundreds of millions of dollars to flow into Louisiana. And quite frankly, the year or two after Katrina, despite all the tragedy and the huge damage done, we had a pretty robust economy down here. Workers were coming in from throughout the country, plenty of jobs available, a lot of people making money. The money flowed in as far as new construction or repair work. Hotels were filled, restaurants were filled, and so sales taxes are being paid. And as a consequence, the state coffers are staying pretty full. Well, now we have today where that money is basically dried up. We're not getting those hundreds of millions of dollars of federal money that were coming in like they were. You cap that with the oil income that's not coming in. And this state has some real financial problems that really have come to fore in the last month or two. And quite frankly, the legislature and our governor are coming under some criticism for not anticipating some of these things. Oil was not going to stay up at that level, number one. And number two, the Katrina money was not going to come in. And, you know, you have to assume there's going to be an occasional downturn in the economy. No one thought it was as big as it was. But now we're trying to make up for some big problems like California and so many of the states are. Just to show you what some of the state headlines are here on Sunday, here December 28th, the Baton Rouge Morning Advocate, the lead editorial says, "Our oil drunk, our hangover." They call it Jindal's folly because of the failure of the governor and the legislature to properly plan for the economic downturn we have right now. Over in Lake Charles, Louisiana, former publisher over there writes a column, Jim Beam. His headline is, "Greed in Louisiana Came Home to Roost," saying that public officials thought we would escape the hard times. Here's the headline, "Louisiana public officials told us we would escape most of the hard times. Unfortunately, this isn't the case. Budget shortages are already here, and higher education, health care, once again, paying the price." So poor planning on the part of the legislature is the criticism that the Lake Charles paper is making. Higher education is having some huge problems. First of all, they're being underfunded, but second of all, they're not doing very good here. Headline, the Shreveport Journal. Editorial, "Higher Education Ranking Predict Dismal Future." Goes on to say that the state report card from higher education, the state was graded by the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. They got mostly D's and F's in most of the categories, including the quality of education, funding for students, a whole array of categories showed a very poorly performing higher education system. U.S. News and World Report, by the way, came out recently showing that LSU, our flagship university, wasn't even ranked in the top 150 public schools, not private schools like Harvard and Yale, but public schools in the country. And to give you a comparison example, other Southeast Conference schools were ranked in the top 150. Florida, Auburn, Alabama, University of Georgia did very well. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, all these schools ranked significantly above LSU. They stand toe-to-toe with us in football. Most of them beat us this year in football, yet they're performing much better in the whole area of higher education. So it means the legislature is going to have to make some very difficult decisions and going to have to really toe the line where they have not done so in the past. They also have big insurance problems I've talked about before with the Citizens Property Insurance Company, the biggest single financial disaster in the state's history, a real dark point on the Department of Insurance and the legislature, who are supposed to be regulating this state-created company that has been such a nightmare of financial problems. So it's time to go back to the drawing board. Now, it raises the question about Bobby Jindal's future. He's been the fair-haired boy of the country, the darling of the conservative pundits like Newt Gingrich, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all throw his accolades. Jindal's got some dangers out there. If he doesn't produce and get the financial house in order in Louisiana, then he's not going to have a platform on which to run for president. And my suggestion to our new governor is come on home and roll up your sleeves, solve some of this financial mess, deal with higher education, deal with the whole educational gamut, deal with health care, economic development. Maybe it's time to cut down some of the colleges we have and start more emphasis on alternative ways to educate our people here in trade schools and other directions. Get into the nuts and bolts of that, Governor, and if you lay a platform out in the next year, you'll have plenty of accolades to run for president on. So that's my advice to our new governor. Anyway, we've got our work cut out for us. I do hope that 2009 means a better year for all of us here in the state and for those of you wherever you live. Have a nice holiday. Have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you next week.